Morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Happy Sunday. Today, it's a bit of a self-reflection day today, really, because I've made loads and loads of progress over these last few days, and you know, you just don't feel like it. Like, you wake up in the morning, I'm just on my way to the gym now, and I just feel a little bit like, what have I actually done this week? So, when I get there, I'm going to go through this reflection exercise that I always do. Like, I track every task that I do, just to actually have a look at what progress has been made. Like, how am I looking year to date? How am I looking against the targets that I've set? How am I looking against my KPIs? Because sometimes you can feel very, very stagnant. And especially this week, like, I'm not really seeing my team very much. I'm feeling a little bit out of the loop, a little bit out of control. So I'm kind of just, like, feeling a little bit frustrated. And again, I don't know if anyone else really has this sort of feeling, but for me, like, I get it quite frequently where, don't get me wrong, like, business seems like it's doing well, but you don't really have full visibility on it. So yeah, today, this morning, before my workout, I'm going to go through and just really understand where we are, what the plan is for next week, and really make sure I'm having the most productive week possible. But I mean, that's not what I wanted to talk about today, to be honest. I mean, it was just a little before as I hit record. But today, really, I think, especially this week, I just want to really highlight to you, I guess, the number one thing that's made, I guess, my journey so far as successful as it has been. Now, again, it's quite naive coming from a 26-year-old lad who's only been in business for 2.5 years. But I think this one thing has actually been the biggest contributor. And I spoke about it on my Instagram today. And I'm going to be speaking about it on my YouTube channel when that first video releases, because I actually think it's the number one thing that every business owner needs. But actually, the number one reason why people probably don't start, and it's the power of just making that first move, the power of just taking that first step. Because I have so many conversations with people who have amazing ideas, and I was this person as well. Like, when I was like 18, 19, I knew I wanted to be in business, I knew I wanted to have my own company, but I just had no idea what that first step was, what that business was going to be, why I could even feel like I could do it. Like, it's really difficult sometimes to break that down. And what I want everyone to realize is that, yes, it takes some thinking to be able to get the right business idea. But I mean, just take this YouTube channel, for instance, right? This has probably been the thing that I've been putting off the most. And I know it's a simple thing of just starting up another social media platform, but I've put it off for months, if not nearly a year now, because one, I was struggling to come up with, like, how it would be varied to all my different content that I put out there already. Two, whether people would actually find it value. And three, like, that shitty time excuse that we always come up with, like, I just don't have time to do it. And I'm thinking, you know what now? Like, these last couple of days, I've just thought, you know what, fuck it. Like, I know what the first step is to go and flip and create my channel. Then it's to brainstorm some ideas. Then it's to put them down on paper. Then it's just to order a tripod because mine's broken. Then it's to order a new mic, because again, mine's broken. I'm not very good with equipment. You're probably starting to see this. And then it's going to be to sit the camera up in front of it and just talk like I'm talking now. Like, this isn't that complex, but we put obstacles in front of ourselves all the time as to why we can't do something. So I want to challenge you this week. I don't want this to be a long episode whatsoever. I want it to be short and sharp for you. I want you to feel fired up. I want you to feel flipping electric. I want you to be listening to this, ready to hit tomorrow, flipping hard, doing something which you've been putting off for a little while. Because I guarantee that specific thing, that one thing, is going to be the thing that makes the difference between you having a good week and an absolutely amazing week. Like, the decision to get this channel up and running has been in the back of my head for months. Now I've decided, now I've committed, I'm there, I'm doing it, I'm out. And that one single thing of just getting started, just making that first move, just taking that first step, for me, is what separates the people that do well in business and the people that fail. It's that simple. Getting started is the hardest thing you'll ever do as a business. So everything else, because you have taken that first step, you can deal with. Being successful in business is just about how many problems can you solve, right? That's all it is. So you've just got to solve that first problem of get it done, get it started, understand what it is. Find some help, ask people if you don't know what that step is, but when you've been told it, listen to them and get it done. That's a simple message for me today. It's the number one thing that I believe I've got above everybody else, and I hone in on that, is the fact that I can get stuff started, and get it off the ground, because I've got the mindset that I can do it. Everything else after that, I need to work on. But getting that thing started is the one thing that I'm good at. And I know that actually, if you apply yourselves and understand what that first step is, you can be as well. Have an amazing day. See you soon.